Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. We are picking up with our Live on Purpose devotional, and Tori's just going to go and jump on in.
Yes, y'all. Let's do it. Today's devotional is titled, Get to Know God. And the verse is Psalm 46, 10, and it says, He says, Be still and know that I am God. During the Christmas season, no seven-year-old says, you know, I can hardly wait for Christmas because I'll get to spend quality time with my family and sing Christmas carols with the people I love. No, the mind of a seven-year-old thinks, I told Santa I want an easy bake oven, and if it's not under the tree, then I don't believe in him anymore. We can treat God the same way when we're not mature in our relationship with him. We can easily think, I told God I wanted that. And if he doesn't give it to me, then I'm not going to believe in him anymore. Or at least I won't trust him. A healthy relationship with God doesn't work that way. A relationship comes first. And God's response, whether it's the one we want or not, gives us an opportunity to grow in our relationship with him. I need to tell you this, and maybe it's going to be hard to hear, but God doesn't promise to always give us what we want. He does promise to give us strength when we're weary, to never leave us alone, and to give us a rich and full life. When you've asked God for something, and then you find yourself waiting for him to respond, don't let the seemingly slow response pull you away from him. Realize that the timing of his answer is perfect, even if you can't see that right away. See that time as a gift that will allow you to invest in your relationship with him. Get to know his character and who he is. Search his word, pray, seek his presence just to be with him, not for what he might give you. That's how it's supposed to work. But sometimes we flip it around. Today, praise God for who he is and declare to him and yourself that all he has already done for you is enough.
Yeah. Praise God that his love for us is unconditional.
Amen.
And it makes me so sad to know that a lot of the time our love for him is conditional.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
But can you imagine if God's love for us was conditional on what we can do for him?
It would not be good.
It would not be good for us.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah.
But here we go and turn around and put those conditions on him. And you know, that's just something we have to keep in check. Mm-hmm. And if you're like me and you struggled with this in the past, I mean, my first like 3 years as a believer, I was like changing my behavior. I was changing my prayers all in a way to manipulate God into doing what I wanted.
Right.
But that's just because that's the God I knew.
Mm.
It's like sometimes whenever someone says like, oh, I know Jesus or, oh, I believe in God. Well, which God, you know, the God that who's the genie in the bottle or, you know, the suffering God, which God do you believe in? And where is that in scripture? Cause God has many facets about himself.
Yeah.
And for me, something that's really helped me in my prayer life, because for a while there, I stopped praying because I was always trying to work God and I just couldn't trust myself. So I said, okay, I'm not going to pray.
Wow.
And so now when I pray, I confess my selfishness.
Right.
It's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just an example, like, Lord, I'm selfish and I'm sorry if anything I'm praying for is coming off that way, Lord. And if it's not of you, don't let it happen, Lord. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I'm going to pray so I stay in contact with you.
Yeah.
But I also just want to confess that I do have selfish desires.
Yeah. And I love how this devotional really focused on the relationship with God aspect.
Yes.
You know, in those seasons of waiting and we've asked God for this thing and it's not coming to pass. And you guys know, we talk a lot about like those seasons of waiting, whether you're waiting for, you know, your spouse to come or the engagement or the wedding or the baby or whatever. We've all found ourselves in seasons of waiting and we wonder why it's taking so long and what, God, what are you doing? But in the same time, in those waiting seasons, instead of asking God why the wait is so long, flipping the narrative and saying, Lord, I have a chance right now to get to know you better.
Yes.
Because once that promise does come, I don't want my attention to be divided. You know, I want to get to know you and develop my relationship with you. And I know there's so much you can teach me in this season, Lord. Will you teach me that?
Yeah.
Will you reveal yourself to me? You know, like I hear so often when couples do have a baby, they have to be super intentional about continuing to date each other and get to know each other. And so sometimes when the promise comes, you know, we get distracted and we don't pursue our relationship with the Lord as much. So sometimes I'm like, okay, wow, this season of waiting is actually such a blessing because my attention can be on what I have right now, being grateful for it, stewarding it well, and actually getting to know the heart of God.
Yeah. I just had this picture of like a kid opening a gift on Christmas morning. Well, there's two kids.
Yeah.
One of them opens up the gift and immediately runs to his room and plays with it. And then the other kid looks to his parents and runs and just thanks them, you know?
Yeah.
And I just hope that we all can be like the latter, because there's nothing wrong with receiving gifts from God.
Totally. Yeah.
But are we thanking him and praising him and enjoying those with him versus we're just kind of using God to get what we want. And this is a great, you know, altar call. It's a great moment for us to check our motives and realize that we likely will have some selfish motives somewhere deep down inside our body.
Right.
And this is a great chance for us to just unpack those a little bit and be like, God, is this me or is this of you?
Yeah.
You know, what's really going on here? Because this is a walk with God.
Right.
This is not, we as humans need to do everything right or else God's not going to bless us. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that he died for us, like tells us all we need to know about his character, you know, that he willingly did that, even though we don't deserve it.
Yeah.
And now we just enjoy the process of being sanctified in his image. And so if you do feel some of those selfish motives, talk to him about it.
Yeah, that's good. Love it.
You ready to pray son out?
I am. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you today humbly, Lord, and we confess all the things that we've held so tightly to, Lord, where we have really praised the promise over the promise giver. Lord, help us remember that you and you alone deserve praise, Lord, and that we get to have a personal relationship with you, Lord. Would you help us get rid of our selfish desires? Would you help our hearts look more like yours? Lord, today, will you help us just lean into your presence and love on you, experience you, get to know you more, Lord. This relationship is not one way, it's two ways, Lord. And so help us, whether that's by reading or praying or worshiping or walking outside and enjoying your creation, Lord, whatever that might be, Lord, would you just show up in a unique way today? So that we can experience you fully. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Well, now's that perfect time to throw on the worship music, break out the journal, continue in prayer, and unpack what it looks like if you have any selfish motives.
That's good. And y'all, don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Tot ziens.